Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hi, Derek. Is Ellie going to the building?
Five, Principal Newjack.
Hello, everyone. I'll try to be concise so we can all get back to class soon, but what's been happening is... Recently, there has been an increase in delinquency in our school. You know the type. Leaving school early, getting into fights, moving urinals, and I won't stand for it anymore. Look, just last week alone, we've had 5 TVs broken. 5! And nobody's come to us about it. And the eggs. Why the eggs, guys? Seriously? We're a high school, but you act like kindergartners. And then your test scores, and classwork, and the library. The library still hasn't recovered from last year. You guys, I'm not here to yell at you. I'm not that kind of principal. But please, for the sake of my contracts, please... just behave. I don't deserve all of this, much less your teachers. We don't get paid nearly enough in coffee or in money. If we have to have this discussion again, I don't know what I'll do, honestly. But please, just behave. King Comic DA. Still here.
Thank you.
talk about it so much. It's the ultimate for cells, and it codes for your traits. With a molecule that has a function like that, it makes sense that when you make another cell, like in cell division, you would also need to get more DNA into the new daughter cell. And that introduces our topic of DNA replication, which means making more DNA. First, let's talk about where and when. First, where? Well, if it's in a eukaryotic cell, it occurs in the nucleus. However, remember, not all cells have a nucleus, such as prokaryotic cells. They don't have a nucleus. Still, both prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells do DNA replication, but there's some differences between the two that this clip doesn't go into. Next, when? When does this happen? Well, a cell is going to need to do this before it divides so that the new daughter cell can also get a copy of DNA. To get specific, in a eukaryotic cell, that's going to be before mitosis or meiosis in a time known as interphase. I think DNA replication would actually make a great video game. Still waiting for that to be invented. I'm going to introduce the key players in DNA replication so that you can get some background information. Now remember, these are just some major key players. There's a lot to this process. Many of the key players are enzymes. In biology, when you see something end in ASE, you might want to check, as it's very possible that it's an enzyme. Enzymes have the ability to speed up reactions and build up or break down the items that they act upon. So here we go with the key players. Helicase, the unzipping enzyme. If you recall that DNA has two strands, you could think of helicase unzipping the two strands of DNA. Helicase doesn't have a hard time doing that. When unzipping, it breaks through the hydrogen bonds that hold the DNA bases together. DNA polymerase, the builder. This enzyme replicates DNA molecules to actually build a new strand of DNA. Primase, the initializer. With as great as DNA polymerase is, DNA polymerase can't figure out where to get started without something called a primer. Primase makes the primer so that DNA polymerase can figure out where to go to start to work. You know what's kind of interesting about the primer it makes? The primer is actually made of RNA. Ligase, the gluer. It helps glue DNA fragments together. More about why you would need that later on. Now, don't feel overwhelmed. We'll go through the basics of this sequence in order. But remember, like all of our videos, we tend to give the big picture. There are always more details and exceptions to every biological process that we can't include in such a short video. DNA replication starts at a certain part called the origin. Usually this part is identified by certain DNA sequences. At the origin, helicase, the unzipping enzyme, comes in and unwinds the DNA. Here's the thing though, you don't want these strands to come back together. So SSB proteins, which stands for single-stranded binding proteins, bind to the same. Keeps the DNA from supercoiling. Supercoiling might sound super, and it can be when you're trying to compact the DNA, but it's something that needs to be controlled during DNA replication. Supercoiling can involve an overwinding of DNA. On, remember how we said DNA has two strands? They're not identical, they complement each other. In our video that covers DNA structure, we talk about how the bases are paired together with hydrogen bonds. The base adenine goes with the base thymine, and the base guanine goes with the base cytosine. These strands are also anti-parallel, so they don't go in the same direction. What do we mean by direction? Well, with DNA, we don't say north or south. We say DNA either goes 5 prime to 3 prime, or 3 prime to 5 prime. What in the world does that mean? Well, the sugar of DNA is part of the backbone of DNA. It has carbons. The carbons on the sugar are numbered right after the oxygen in a clockwise direction. 1 prime, 2 prime, 3 prime, 4 prime, and 5 prime. The 5' carbon is actually outside of the spring structure. Now, you do the same thing for the other side, but keep in mind DNA strands are anti-parallel to each other. So let's count these, again clockwise after the oxygen. 1', 2', 3', 4', 5'. And the 5' is out of this ring. This strand on the left runs 5' to 3'. And the strand... on the right runs 3' to 5'. We'll explain what all that matters in a moment. So let's take that knowledge there and look at DNA replication here. In this image, I labeled the top original strand 3' to 5'. I labeled this bottom original strand 5' to 3'. That's the original DNA that is going to be replicated. DNA is unwinding here thanks to helicase. In this example, it will keep unwinding in this direction. Primase places primers. DNA polymerase is building the new strands. Now, the thing about DNA polymerase is, when it's building a new strand, it can only build the new strand in the 5' to 3' direction, meaning it adds new bases to the 3' end on the new strand. See how it's being built in the 5' to 3' direction? This one is called the leading strand. But take a look down here. So DNA polymerase, once again, is building a new strand in the 5' to 3' direction. But there's a bit of a problem here. See, as DNA unwinds, because DNA polymerase can only build the new strand in the 5' to 3' direction, it has to keep racing up here next to where this unwinding is happening. You can see why, then, this new strand is known as the lagging strand. On this lagging strand, primers have to keep being placed in order for DNA polymerase to build. These fragments that result are known as Okazaki fragments. Primers have to get replaced with DNA bases since the primers were made of RNA. Ligase, the gluing enzyme, as I like to nickname it, has to take care of the gaps between Okazaki fragments, sealing them together. At the end of replicating, you have two identical double helix DNA molecules from your one original double helix DNA molecule. We call it semi-conservative because the two copies each contain one old original strand and one newly made one. One last thing. Surely you've had to proofread your work before to catch errors. In this process, you don't want DNA polymerase to make errors. If it matches the wrong DNA bases, then you could have an incorrectly coded gene, which could ultimately end up in an incorrect protein or no protein. DNA polymerase is awesome. It has proofreading ability, meaning it rarely makes a mistake, which is a good thing. So remember how we said there is far more detail to this process to explore? The detailed understanding of DNA replication has led to some life-saving medical treatments that can stop DNA replication in harmful cells, including pathogenic bacteria or human cancer cells. We encourage you to explore beyond the basics. Check out the further reading suggestions in the video details to explore more. Well, that's it for the Amoeba Sisters. I remind you to stay curious.
What is ChatGPT? What is ChatGPT? ChatGPT is an AI, artificial intelligence, chatbot made by OpenAI. It's designed to understand what people write and... diegetic noise.